AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A U.S. military official tells AP North Korean troops fighting alongside Russian forces have seen a couple hundred casualties in the Kremlin's war against Ukraine. Meantime, Donna Warder reports a top Russian general's been killed.
Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was head of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces, and he was killed by a bomb today, one day after Ukraine's security agency charged him with using banned chemical weapons during Russia's military operation in Ukraine. A Ukrainian official says the country's security service carried out the attack, and the bomb, which was hidden in a scooter outside Kirillov's apartment building in Moscow, went off as the general left for his office. His assistant also was killed. Russian news reports say the bomb was triggered remotely. Kirillov was under sanctions from several countries, including the UK and Canada, for his actions in Moscow's war in Ukraine. I'm Donna Warder.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops will occupy a buffer zone inside Syria for the foreseeable future. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says that violates the 1974 ceasefire.
There is an agreement. It needs to be respected. And, you know, occupation is occupation, whether it lasts a week, a month, or a year.
Hamas says it believes it's still possible to reach a Gaza ceasefire and hostage exchange deal that would end its war with Israel if Israel stops adding what it says are new conditions. The man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO has been charged with murder as an act of terrorism, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg.
This was a killing that it was intended to evoke terror. And we've seen that reaction.
And in Madison, Wisconsin, investigators are trying to determine a motive in yesterday's school shooting that left a teacher and a student dead and two other children in critical condition. The 15-year-old shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot. This is AP News. Consumers stepped up spending last month. Jennifer King has numbers.
Retail sales rose 0.7% in November, according to the latest report from the Commerce Department. It's a healthy gain from October's half-point increase.
Amazon's investing another $10 billion in data center infrastructure in Ohio, and Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, trimming some of their stellar gains for the year. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4% Tuesday. The benchmark index is still near the all-time high it set earlier this month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 267 points. It's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.3%. Nvidia fell 1.2%, its eighth loss in the last 9 days. The superstar chip stock has been a big reason for Wall Street's run to records this year. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market after a report showed that sales at retailers strengthened by more than expected last month. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.